All right, welcome back to the special off-season edition of Padres Social Hour. We're at Petco Park in San Diego. Not a lot of baseball action right here and right now, but plenty of baseball action around the nation, particularly in Arizona. The Arizona Fall League is going on right now, and one of the big stories of the AFL in 2014 is Padre prospect Hunter Renfro. He joins us now on the Cholula Hotline. 13th overall pick in 2013. Hunter, appreciate the time. How are you enjoying the Arizona Fall League so far?
Yeah, I'm doing it very well. It's nice out here. You know, the weather's good. The players here are excellent, and just the competition levels, you know, off the charts. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're part of that off the charts, man. You've been tearing the cover off the ball. I imagine it's even more fun considering the success you've had on the field so far.
Yeah, anytime you can go out there and do well and play well and, you know, win some games, it's always fun.
You got to participate in the Fall Star game, the All-Star game that they do out there. You had a big home run in that. Obviously, the whole league is sort of a neat collection of guys, and then you sort of narrow it down, you know, for that one All-Star night. What was that experience like for you this year?
You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, you see all the guys and, you know, all the top prospects for much of every organization, and it's just a lot of fun to be with them and, you know, see what kind of players they are and see what kind of, you know, off-the-field guys they are, you know, and get to spend a little time with them and really, you know, just socialize a little bit. And you know, there's just a lot of down-to-earth guys and, you know, that happen to be really good at baseball.
Very cool. Hunter Renfro is with us. I think for a lot of fans, Hunter, you know, they hear people talk about the Arizona Fall League. Maybe they read about it. They see a highlight or two. But they don't really know what the Arizona Fall League is beyond that. Maybe give the fans a little bit of, you know, kind of like a day in the life of when you're out at that AFL.
You know, especially, you know, if we have an early game, we're usually waking up around 6:37, you know, depending on if we have a road game or not. But, you know, it's an early start to our days usually, and usually we'll get done with those games around, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock. And you know, the night games we don't get done until sometimes 10:30, 11. So, you know, it's usually an early morning or late night. And you know, after, you know, pretty much every other baseball team and everybody else is done, you know, we're still playing in November and you know, still hitting hard and got a few more games left.
Hey, more baseball. Nothing wrong with that. One of the big reasons the AFL is in the news this year, of course, is the in-between pitches clock. Much discussed. Everybody's talking about pace of game. We got to speed up the major league game. So you get to be a little bit of an experimental league right now in the AFL. What have been your personal experiences with the pitch clock so far, and how has it impacted things there?
You know, we kind of experimented a little bit with it in college, you know, my sophomore and junior year in college. So I'm actually kind of used to it a little bit. But, you know, otherwise it really does not speed the game up too much, I would think. Maybe 10 minutes or so, if that. You know, they're still kind of working out some bugs. You know, the first time we ever used it, really, they were really, really confused on, you know, the strike ball thing. Like, the hitter wasn't ready one time and the pitcher was, they call it a ball. So, I mean, you know, they're kind of trying to figure it out, and the pitcher has to step off a rubber and it restarts or not. And they're working a lot of bugs out of it right now, I think. But, you know, when it gets down to the major league level, I'm not sure how well that's going to go over with, you know, a lot of, you know, veteran guys that went up there and want to take their time to get ready and get in the box. And, you know, a lot of veteran pitchers out there that are, you know, they ain't going to be too happy about it. But, you know, like I said, it really does not speed the game up too much. You know, once you get the veteran guys out there, they're going to do what they want to do.
As a hitter, is it strange? And like you said, you kind of, you know, you had it at Mississippi State at times, so you kind of had a little bit of a sense of how weird is it, though? I mean, how much does it change the approach, if at all, you know, when you're trying to step in against a guy?
It really doesn't, I guess, necessarily matter too much on their approach. You kind of get up there and you kind of have something in the back of your head saying, you know, I kind of got to get in the box, you know what I'm saying? It's the kind of thing that kind of speeds you up just a little bit, get in the box and try to get comfortable in the box. But approach-wise, it really doesn't matter too much. But the fact that, you know, you have to kind of have it in the back of your head, like I have to get in the box, you know, I have to stay 1 foot in the box and really have to kind of get in the box before the pitcher gets ready. It's kind of an annoying fact, I guess you want to say.
Sure, I like that. Hunter Renfro is with us, first-round pick in 2013, playing in the Arizona Fall League right now. This past year, Lake Elsinore, San Antonio, you got to play in that Futures game at Target Field in Minneapolis before the All-Star game. I imagine that was another pretty cool experience this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that was a lot of fun to me. You know, we got to go up there and hit BP and meet some of the guys up there and really just have a lot of fun. with, you know, a lot of the top prospects still. It was a blast to me. It really was. It was kind of a thing where we sped us up a lot, but it was a lot of fun.
Not a normal year for Hunter Renfro, huh, in 2014.
No, it's been a long year. I mean, I will say that. It started early in February, and it's still going on through November. It's been a long year, but you know, body's holding up good. Still swinging the bat still pretty well, so I just got to keep going.
I'd say so. Hey, we'd be remiss, Hunter Renfro, 13th overall pick out of Mississippi State University, if we did not talk about the number one college football team in the nation right now, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. How much are you enjoying college football season while you're at the Arizona Fall League?
Oh, I'm enjoying it pretty well. I mean, I got all my Mississippi State stuff out here wearing it every Saturday, you know, supporting them. So, you know, it feels good, you know, to be number one in college football. And then for them to represent the university like that, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, it's been a neat story this year, no doubt about it. Hey, Hunter, really appreciate the time. Thanks for hanging out a little bit with us. Good luck the rest of the way in the Arizona Fall League, and we hope to see you here real soon, man. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Hunter Renfro. He's on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a bunch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. We'll take a break when we come back. More of this off-season special of Padres Social Hour right after this.